Hello and welcome to the Manifestation Lounge, your sacred space for mastering the art of manifesting, the law of attraction, and energetic alignment. I'm your host, Melissa Field, and in each episode, I'll guide you through powerful meditations, energy work, and transformative discussions designed to help you align with your highest desires. Whether you're manifesting abundance, a creative career, or inner peace, you're in the right place. Now let's dive into today's high vibrational episode, and I'll check in with you again at the end. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode, which is one that I had recorded when I was doing a series of episodes based on my powerful and transformative course, Manifesting Magic. And Manifesting Magic is something that you can buy as a standalone course or as part of the Dream Life Bundle. It's not included in the membership that I talk about in the introduction to my podcast. It's something that's separate, and the reason it's separate is because it's such a powerful experience. It's something you can use for years. So I wanted it to be a one-time purchase that you keep coming back to as you keep dreaming bigger and brighter, and you keep manifesting these new incredible things. In Manifesting Magic, you cover a different topic every day, and it really is one of the most profound things you can do in order to quantum leap your life forward into accelerating the abundance in your life, calling in big, deep love, manifesting your soul career or your soul-aligned clients. It's one of my favorite things that I've ever made, and I made a series of episodes that were inspired by and connected to the course. For example, today we're talking about self-worth, and we're going to build you up so that self-worth becomes something that is an asset to your manifesting. It's not something that feels like an obstacle, but it's going to be something that helps you to manifest easier, and you're going to feel a shift by the end of the episode. So let's dive into today's episode. It includes some energy exercises and some things that really are going to tune you into your self-love and your self-worth. I am so excited to share this episode with you. Today we are on day 5, which is I am worthy, and this is such an important and powerful day of the course. Ever since I started doing these episodes, I feel like every day I either say or want to say, this is such a powerful and important day. And the reason for this is that every day of the course really is an important thread in the manifestation that you are weaving. This course is powerful because it shows you that manifesting is something that can be accelerated and amplified and works so much better for you when you bring in this multifaceted approach. So a lot of times when we begin learning about manifesting and the law of attraction, we learn about one thing and focus on that and expect that to bring us all of the results. For me, one of the first things I learned about was visualization. Visualize your goal. Make a vision board. Look at the vision of what you want every day. This is definitely important, and we do a lot of visualizing in the course, but there are other things that factor in that are either going to bring the manifestation faster or even block it altogether. Things such as, do you believe in a positive future? Do you believe that things are going to work out, or are you projecting fear into the future? Do you trust in a higher guidance? Are you trying to work with the higher perspective, the infinite energy of the universe that can bring you all of the things, the resources, the people, the answers that you can't see? Do you believe you are worthy of receiving what you desire, which is really what we cover today? And so that's why I keep wanting to say this is such a powerful, important part of the course. And this is also really what makes this course different. It teaches you how to be a manifesting master by showing you what you already know, that this is natural to you, and that you just need to get these different avenues of your energy into alignment, and then things start working for you. So today, out of all the important days, we're focusing on the important one of I am worthy. For me, I would say this is probably the one I struggle with the most. I have always struggled with a sense of self-value and believing that I am worthy of what I want. A lot of us struggle with what is known as imposter syndrome. Essentially, somebody else deserves this more than me, and I am just pretending that I am ready or good enough for this thing. It's a really common feeling. It's not telling you what you actually deserve. It's just telling you what program is running in your mind. It's telling you what you internalized about yourself based on the experiences you had generally growing up. What did the world around you teach you about yourself and your worth, both directly and indirectly? So for today, day 5, I am worthy. I want you to begin first by taking a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now I want you to call up in your mind somebody that you really admire, somebody that you would aspire to be like. There are a lot of people in your life that you probably respect deeply, including friends and family, but I want this to be somebody who is almost glowing with energy. Somebody, when you think about them, they feel magnetic, like out of this world. Somebody like a singer, a writer, a public speaker. Somebody that not only you really admire and respect, but you are deeply drawn to. You really resonate with their work. You feel a connection to them. You love listening to them or reading their work. I want you to call up in your mind somebody who I would almost describe it as living their best life. They had a goal, a dream in mind, and they have achieved it in such an expansive and profound way that it inspires you in return. And just think about this person for a little bit and kind of hold a picture of them in your mind. Now I want you to think in your mind about some of the qualities that really draw you to this person. What makes them so inspirational to you? What are the positive attributes that you see in them that you really respect and that light you up? It can be general things such as they are very positive or uplifting, or it can be really specific, something they have done. But just start to think about these qualities and name them clearly in your mind. Name clearly what it is you admire and respect in this person. And now we're going to bring this back to the statement that I'm always saying, everything is energy. In this universe, everything is energy. And like energy is drawn to itself. That which is like itself is drawn to itself. Energy that vibrates in harmonic resonance is magnetic to itself, and it doesn't even have to be next to each other. When we bring in the concept of quantum entanglement, electrons that are across the universe that vibrate in harmony can communicate with each other. They are in a kind of cohesive dance. So we can very much be drawn to things that aren't necessarily in our physical space, but that resonate with us. So when you think about this person that you are just really drawn to, that you almost feel magnetized to, it is because there is something in them that resonates in harmonic frequency with you. You vibrate in harmony with that person. Another way to say this is, those positive qualities that you just listed in that other person that you admire and respect, you hold them within yourself. That is why you are so compelled to this person. This is why they light you up so fully, because they are lighting up who you really are. Their energy is magnetic to yours. It vibrates with yours, and it is bringing something to life within you, something that you possibly rarely, if ever, acknowledge within yourself. It's possible that you have never considered yourself to be like this person, or to have said, I have what they have, I could do what they do, I have those qualities within myself. But the fact is, everything is energy, and energy that is like itself is drawn to itself. So you cannot deny the fact that there is something in you that is vibrating in harmony with this absolutely magnificent person who you deeply admire. What you admire in that person, you hold within yourself. I mentioned earlier that we get a lot of programming within us that can tell us throughout our lives what we are worthy of or capable of, and that will distort our sense of who and what we really are and prevent us from seeing these qualities within ourselves that are inherently there, that are already there. You don't need to try to be like that person. You already are like that person. You right now just have some internal belief or program that is not allowing it to come into your conscious awareness. But now we are bringing this into your conscious awareness. You are that incredible. You have those gifts and talents within you. You have those positive qualities within you. You have that ability to light people up in the same way that that person does. And again, you would not feel a connection to that person if this wasn't true. There are billions of people in this world. So why do you feel such a connection to this specific person? Why are you so inspired by them? What are they showing you about your true self? What are they showing you about who you really are and what is really possible for you? I want you to just take a moment to reflect on that and allow something from deep within, from within your heart, to really answer this honestly, and maybe in a way that you never have before, in a way that comes from pure self-love and from the heart and the truth of who you really are. And now we're going to do a little bit of quantum healing, which is playing with the concept that all of time and space is happening at once. So through the threads of the quantum field, you can access your own self at different points, energize that self with what they may be needed or what would help you to get where you want to be today. And when you work with the quantum field, you really want to step into the belief that when you go to these other points of yourself in time, that this is a living, breathing part of the universe. This version of you can receive what you are sending to them, and that in turn will change who you are in this moment. It's as if you are sending a ripple out through the quantum field that reaches you here and now and really just accelerates and quantum leaps forward your healing or your process. So what you're going to do is you're going to envision yourself 1 year ago. Just get a picture of yourself where you were. It doesn't have to be exact, but try to find yourself in a moment that jumps out to you. It doesn't have to be a moment where anything big was happening, but just a moment where you recall yourself doing something. You have a memory of, I was here in this moment 1 year ago doing this. And now you yourself are going to step into that moment, which again is a living, dynamic, active part of the universe. And through your inner vision, you are going to use the power of your energy to go into this moment. And you are going to tell yourself 1 year ago everything that you needed to hear. I want you to tell yourself what you just saw for yourself today. Tell yourself 1 year ago what you are capable of. What positive qualities you have within yourself. Shine a light on them, on who they really are, and show them there is this magnificent person we aspire to be, that we are inspired by, and we have those qualities within us. And just light yourself up. Give them a pep talk. Blast them with love and healing light, and really energize them with the knowing that they are so much more capable, powerful, valuable, and important than they know, and fill yourself with these beautiful positive words. As your own self 1 year ago receives this wisdom and this healing and this light, I want you to notice both how their energy is changing and how this is changing your energy in the here and now. What is this doing to you in this moment? What do you notice? What are you feeling within yourself? And now give some gratitude to this version of you in the quantum field from 1 year ago. Tell them you love them, give them a blessing, and now return to yourself in the present moment and just take a deep breath and allow your breath to anchor you back into the here and now, and notice what you're feeling. How do you feel now? And just repeat to yourself some of those qualities that you reflected on earlier, that you saw in that other person that you're inspired by, that you see in yourself. Just repeat them to yourself for a moment. I am powerful. I am valuable. Whatever came to you, repeat it now and affirm it. And I want you to take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And that concludes our exercises for day 5, I Am Worthy. And this was based on the module, day 5 of my course, Manifesting Magic, a Law of Attraction course. If you want to join the full course and really accelerate your healing and take this to the next level and experience profound changes in how you see yourself, how you work with the universe, come and join the course. It's so powerful. It's one of my favorites. I love it so much that I wanted to come on here and play with it more by doing these episodes that will just deepen and enhance your experience with it. And it's going to show you that, yes, you know how to do this. You are capable. You are worthy. You just need to bring in these different threads that are weaving together your manifestation for beautiful and fast results. I use this course myself when I'm working through something. And as a listener of this podcast, you can take $10 off with code MM10. You'll find a link to this in my episode notes, or you can find it by going to Instagram and viewing my shop. Connect with me at meditate_with_Melissa. I'll be back soon with another exercise inspired by the course. But in the meantime, go grab the course, jump in, start playing with energy, start realizing how quickly things can change for you. Whatever happened before doesn't matter. The point of power is in the present moment. Your life can start changing today. Your life can start changing right now when you join this course and experience how powerful and transformative it really is. Whatever it is you want is still available to you. That dream is still alive, and it can happen faster and bigger than you imagined. Because again, what happened before doesn't matter. Energy is always created and experienced in the present moment, so you can change things right here and now. Go grab the course. I'll see you in there, and I'll be back again soon with another episode. Thank you so much for joining me in the Manifestation Lounge.